standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Here's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. Yeah, particularly excited for this Friday. It is May the 4th. Why am I excited on this particular Friday? Because tomorrow is the greatest 2 minutes in sports. Well, it's a passion of mine. I can't help myself. Being Friday, and being that, I've spoken a lot about a number of issues this week, we open up the phones on Friday. If you got anything you want to comment about, or things that I've said over the past week, feel free. 1-800-313-9443 is a call-in number. Let's do a quick check of Wall Street today, how it ended the week. Well, fourth straight session for an increase for the Dow. Closed up 23 points. Not much conviction there, but anyway, ended up on a positive note at 13,264. NASDAQ up almost 7 points at 2,572. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street didn't pay any attention to the jobless report, which said the jobless rate hit 4.5%, pretty much in line with what analysts were expecting. They didn't pay any attention to anything else, like nationwide, the price of gasoline, the cheap stuff, is now $3 a gallon. It is $3.16 for the cheap stuff in the Valley of the Sun. We pay extra because we live in a gated community. Gold market closed on a big positive for the week, up $5.10, ended the week at $6.88.40. Some traders were disappointed that it didn't close on its high of $6.91.70, but that's a minor issue. Silver irked out a 3-cent gain to end the week at $13.52. Platinum, big winner of the day, up $23 at $1,332. I have no explanation for the rise in platinum prices other than the exuberance about a possible platinum ETF. Palladium was flat on the day at $378. Needless to say, because it's weekend, there's no action in Asia. Crude oil. Now, this is what's amazing. As gas prices, not only nationwide for the cheap stuff, head above $3 a gallon, and we will see $4 a gallon before the summer's out, crude oil was down $1.39 at $61.80. How is it crude oil can go down, but gas prices at the pump continue to soar? It's one of the mysteries of the world. We'll be back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. It's the Friday edition of the Flip Side. U.S. gold futures rallied for a second straight day today, but ended well off the season high, session high, I should say, boosted by a weaker dollar and robust buying by funds. Prices are now within sight to test the psychological $700 level. You know what's amazing to me? All these analysts that talk about gold's action this week, which was pretty impressive, they all say that the reason for gold's surge this week was all based on fund buying. You see, I have a different opinion than the experts on Wall Street. I think gold's late surge this week, in large part, was because of the fact that Barrick, the world's largest gold producer, said, "We've cleared our hedge book. Now, whatever gold we produce, we will get spot price for it," as opposed to, look, they must probably sold a bunch of gold at $500, maybe $550, maybe $600. So any gold that they're pulling out of the ground right now, they're not getting $688 for it. They're getting whatever they committed to. And I think that's a big reason that you saw gold soar this week. We had the dollar, obviously, gaining strength the last few days, but today it headed in the other direction. What does this mean? Who knows? Financially speaking, we're in deep sushi, but nobody wants to address this issue. And last night, at the Republican debate, it was, as I said, it's not what they say, it's what they don't say. That is the key. And they never said anything about anything of importance last night, except for one candidate, who, and I'm biased, I admit this, I'm biased, and I'm a cynic. I don't know what this means. I should see someone that studies these things and evaluate my psyche, whatever it is. But I saw Ron Paul... Every fluff ball that Chris Matthews tossed up to him, he hit it out of the park. And let me tell you what I came to the conclusion. That nobody understands Ron Paul. And I'm talking about the large swath of the mainstream media. Chris Matthews was completely clueless with the answers that he gave. There was no follow-up. Unless, of course, Chris Matthews automatically, like most of the other mainstream media out there, has completely disregarded Ron Paul. They concerned with the coffee-looking pseudo-actor Mitt Romney because he looks good. Does he have any backbone? Does he have a spine? No, he's as flippy and floppy as all the rest of those politicians. He sticks his finger up and see which way the wind's blowing. His statement last night about flip-flopping on the life issue. Now, this is a Mormon. Now, this is what I can't understand. But then again, I don't criticize people for their religious beliefs in any way, shape, or form. But if you do have some sort of religious beliefs, you've got to have an inherent understanding of how important the issue of life is. And so his explanation last night, it was tough to deal with. Well, I was pro-choice until 2 years ago when I had to deal with stem cell research, and I started looking into it and researching it, and suddenly I decided to myself that I'm not pro-choice, I'm pro-life. If you come that late to the game at the age you are, Mr. Romney, you better just stay as governor. But whatever strange reason, the media loves him. John McCain, there's a man with some serious psychological problems. He was somebody else last night. I don't know who he is. He got those boils under the armpits, same one that George Bush has. You know what I mean? About boils under the armpits. That's how you stand, as if you can't put your hands down because it hurts too much. He stood there strutting his stuff, almost foaming at the mouth. Rudy Giuliani, please. This is a dangerous man, this Rudy Giuliani. Well, let's see what subjects they didn't bring up last night. They didn't bring up, and we're leaving Ron Paul out of this. Ron Paul shouldn't even be amongst these people, by the way. They never discussed the national debt. They never discussed the insolvency of Medicaid. They never discussed the border issue in any meaningful way, shape, or form out of some platitudes that were given to it by Tom Tancredo, who was pathetic, to say the least. And I know I'm being judgmental here, but I'm just giving you my casual observations. Sam Brownback, I'd put him in the same stupid white man category as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Jim Gilmore, I have no comment on him. He's an also-ran. Duncan Hunter. Now, here's a man that's had sexual problems in his life, and he needs a testosterone level increases in order to make him feel like a man. Tommy Thompson. Now, this is a guy that used to work for the government but couldn't define how many U.S. service personnel had died in Iraq or how many were injured. I mean, it was an amazing thing to watch this last night. And you know what's even more amazing? Now, granted, we are talking about an internet poll. But we're not just talking about any internet poll. We're talking about MSNBC's internet poll. Because they asked everybody to give their impressions of the candidate. Let me see. They had, according to their website, they had 55,115 responses to their questions about the candidates. Here's the first question. Who stood out from the pack? Sam Brownback got 2.6% of the vote. Jim Gilmore got 1.4% of the vote. Rudy Giuliani got 18%. Duncan Hunter got 1.9%. John McCain got 8.4%. Tom Tancredo got 2.9%. Tommy Thompson got 3.6%. Mitt Romney got 24%. Ron Paul, 34%. Nobody discussed this poll, by the way, on MSNBC last night or any time today. This is one of the polls when it doesn't jive to what their mentality is, they don't deal with it. Had that question, who stood in, out in the pack, if either John McCain got the highest percentage or whether Mitt Romney got the highest percentage, they would have been all over this poll today. Oh, look at the poll we had. 54,000 people voted. John McCain won out. No, they didn't say anything. Because it's not the candidate they didn't want came out on top, Ron Paul. Well, hang on. It's even better. Second question they asked, who showed the most leadership qualities? Well, Sam Brownback, Jim Gilmore, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, and Tommy Thompson were all within a percentage point of each other, which was 3%. Rudy Giuliani got 19%. John McCain got 13%, Mitt Romney got 22%, Ron Paul got 29%. This is leadership qualities question. Who was the most convincing candidate? Oh, you mean who did the public perceive as most probably telling the truth? Well, the usual suspects, Sam Brownback, Jim Gilmore, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo and Tommy Thompson were with all one percentage point of each other, and that was around about 4%. Rudy Giuliani got 16%. Yes. That represents the listeners to the Rush Limbaugh show. Mitt Romney got 22%. That has to be the listeners of Rush Limbaugh and the Sean Hannity show. Ron Paul, the most convincing candidate, got 32%. Who had the most rehearsed answers? John McCain was the big winner on this one, 31%. I swear, this man, I was surprised he was actually as articulate as he was last night because he didn't have the benefit of a teleprompter in front of him. John McCain cannot hold a lengthy conversation about any substantive issue unless he has cue cards, a cue in front of him, or something else of that nature. Rudy Giuliani came second. Oh, no, he didn't. Mitt Romney came second with 24%. Rudy Giuliani came in with 22%. Ron Paul came in with 5.8%. Amazing stuff. We've still got a lot more questions to go. Well, two more questions to go. And then we'll figure out who ultimately won the big debate last night. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
If I walked around at all, it was in bits and pieces of a jagged heart. You kissed me and every piece went back in place, every pain got erased. You held me up to the sunlight. Now it feels like no one ever left me out in the rain. Cold words still remain.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of The Flip Side. Before we take the call, I'll just run down the last two questions. Who avoided the question from the moderator? Rudy Giuliani won that, hands down, 35% of people. And who had the best one-liner? Well, that went to Ron Paul. Abolish the IRS. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. We got Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hi. I'm glad to hear you're on the air all the time. I did hear your former compadre this morning on another station, but he's yeah. only getting started, and he's got a long, long way to catch up. Well, I heard all those polls last night, and of course, other news services are also giving Ron Paul the victory in terms of this, in terms of these debates. Now, of course, the second debate's going to be in South Carolina.
Carolina.
And he's going to be there again.
Now, no, he's not.
He's not?
No, we've got a problem with that one.
What's the problem?
Apparently, they don't want to let him in.
They don't want to. Well, the report I got is that they are going to let him in now. That's the latest I've heard, unless you got later information.
No. Up until yesterday, there's actually a couple of websites out there that are hammering whatever South Carolina delegation it is that puts together these debates, chastising them for dropping Ron Paul from their scheduled lineup. So hopefully after his performance last night, they'll be forced to keep him in.
Apparently, that's what I heard. I'll tell you the reaction. most of the talk show people agree with us that Ron Paul won. There's only one or two people that don't. Larry Bates and Chuck Bates on their program, the formerly known as Exposing the New World Order, called Ron Paul Mr. Nutty and said that he's right on most issues, but he doesn't know beans about national defense, and that's where they knock him. Unfortunately, these guys are for Duncan Hunter and are for anybody who supports the Patriot Act, so they're very questionable on that regard. But at any rate, other than them, most of the people, like Neil Bortz's program and so on, came out very much in favor of Ron Paul. So I think he's off to a good start, and we'll just have to see how things break. As I say, what I heard was that he's going to be in Columbia, but we'll see what happens with Fox.
Well, listening to some conservative commentators today who spent their show chastising Chris Matthews rather than talking about their candidates like Mitt Romney and John McCain. And if I was someone that had John McCain or Mitt Romney or Rudy Giuliani as my favorite Republican candidate, I'd also want to talk about Chris Matthews rather than talk about anything that they said last night, which was completely discredited. I mean, there was put it this way, I even heard today that Fred Thompson won the debate last night.
No, that's not the reports I got, believe me. In fact, some people are saying Fred Thompson shouldn't have gone in because he made several mistakes.
Yeah. Well, it obviously, I think what this is going to do, the pathetic performance of mainstream Republican candidates last night is going to spur, unfortunately, the big swollen head of Newt Gingrich to enter this race and Fred Thompson. So be prepared to hear those announcements in the not too distant future.
I wouldn't be surprised. Of course, New Orleans has been preoccupied by a double whammy thunderstorm cluster that hit us today and flooded the city again. Fortunately, we got through the floods, but it was one of those torrential double downpours that really got everybody mad, along with the strike by the RTA bus drivers who want more money from a company that's so dependent on the federal government. They can't even they're still having troubles trying to bring back the transit system after Katrina.
Amazing. Are you in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a suburb called Algiers, which is on the west bank of the Mississippi River inside New Orleans, in an apartment complex called Forest Isles. And I've been listening to you for many, many, many years, when you were on the American Freedom Network in the mornings, and then now you're working this time on the RPI.
Yeah. I have trouble keeping up with myself sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but one question I'm asking, you keep talking about the Middle East depending on what do we do about Israel. Why, what's the problem here, other than the fact that Israel unfortunately promotes abortion on demand, which they've got to stop. I don't care what happens, they've got to stop that. And the Palestinians have to stop their suicide bombing at the same time, because both sides are wrong on that question. But what if we get those questions out of the way, what's the problem with Israel and the Arabs?
Well, it goes back to, obviously, the creation of Israel in 1948. Arabs have no problems with the Jews. They have a problem with the Russian European Zionists, who are not Jews, by the way. But they embrace themselves as being Jewish, but they are just hobbling along on the crutch of the Holocaust in order to achieve their objectives.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
To drink now, too long in the sun, having too much fun.
You and me and our memories. This is us. This is us. This is us.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on the Friday. By the way, you always got to watch out. 5 o'clock on Friday afternoons, breaking stories. They always release major breaking stories 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, just so that they can spin it by the time it comes around to Monday. Everybody was waiting with great anticipation for the revelations of the madam in Washington D.C. was apparently ABC's going to have a 2020 show tonight where they're going to reveal all these names of these people that were, everybody thought it was that. Well, it's not actually that. A British diplomat has come out and said that the lead up to the war was totally, now this is a British diplomat. They're very politically correct. He says the lead up to war was all completely dishonest. And apparently it's causing, well, it's ruffling some feathers at 10 Downing Street. Let's go back to the phones. We got Jeffrey there. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, I'm going to conclude this phone call in a couple of minutes, but I want to make a comment on what you just said about Israel. The real problem is not the Russian. It's the secular Zionists from various parts of the world, the people who want to put Israel ahead of promoting Judaism and wish that Israel would be a socialist nation that works in the New World Order. Those guys are the ones who unfortunately are messing everybody up by putting the community ahead of the individual. And at the same time, and at the same time the Palestinians, who are killing their own children, who were financed by Saddam Hussein at times, who paid $25,000 a head for suicide bombers, are equally bad because of their killing their own children, and when Jordan was running the show in Jerusalem, preventing Jews from going to the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall or the Temple. So both sides have to share some of the blame in this situation, and both sides have to make some big changes in order to get this problem solved. As I said, yep. Israel has to stop abortion and change its farming program from collective kibbutzim to individual-owned farms like we have in this country, and then maybe people begin to understand what's going on.
Yeah, but you see, Jeff, most people think that Israel is a democracy, which it is not. It is the same functioning type of government as South Africa was. In other words, you have hierarchy in who can participate in the political process.
Yeah, I know. The European Jew, the Western or Ashkenaz Jew versus a Sephardic or Spanish or Arabic Jew. I know that hierarchy, and it's a mess.
Absolutely.
It's a mess down there.
And that's where the problem lies.
I know. Well, I'll let you go and let other people get on the phone.
I appreciate it.
I just wanted to make the comments, especially given the Ron Paul situation that's constantly changing, and we'll just have to watch and see how things develop.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
But I'm enthused. Let's go to Chris in California. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Robbie. I'm enthused as well. I thought Ron Paul just wiped the floor with those clowns.
I know. I mean, he was so far and above all those candidates there, they couldn't understand a single thing that he was saying.
No, I think what's that channel? MSNBC. The fact is, he has been invited to that South Carolina debate on the 15th. And funny enough, he's going to stand before those two crooks, McCain and Giuliani, on that. But that's a real thing. That's going to happen. He has been invited.
Okay.
If you go to ronpaul2008.com, that's his updated site, his own site, and that's a reality. So that is going to happen with him in attendance. There's one thing about this MSNBC. If you go and try and find the streamed video of this, you're going to find it on their site, but you're not going to see any video. You're only going to hear the audio. And I think the reason why is they want to keep people from being interested in watching or listening to the whole thing, because they've just stripped the video from this replay of yesterday's debate.
Oh, sure. Hey, look, put it this way. If Ron Paul starts gaining traction, he needs some serious protection. As I've said this many times before, the only other two presidents in American history that have challenged the status quo have ended up being assassinated.
Yeah, JFK and Abraham Lincoln?
And Lincoln, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the two of them. Yeah, he would fall into that same category. I think one of the first things he'd do, like Kennedy tried to get rid of those Federal Reserve notes and put us back on some kind of metal standard.
Oh, sure. And he was adamant about that last night, together with the abolishment of the IRS.
Absolutely.
So he did a twofer last night.
He did. Okay, Robbie, let somebody else have a chance.
All right,
take care,
my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bud. Let me just share a view that was held by Anthony Wade, who is a writer for opednews.com. He says, overall, tonight was a stark reminder that the Republican Party has been hijacked. They have often tried to float the lie that the Democratic Party has been overtaken by a sinister force on the left. But this band of neocon wannabes have bought into the failed philosophy of the past 6 years. They wrap themselves up in the flag they did not actually fight for and pretend to call it conservatism. There's nothing conservative about nation building. There's nothing conservative about invading countries because you think they might one day possibly acquire a weapon. There's nothing conservative of about out-of-control spending and an economy that squeezes the middle class into the working poor. No, these were not conservatives tonight on display. These were people that drank the Kool-Aid for far too long. They ignore the will of the American people, brazenly talk about more war, and ignore the true core issues for Americans, such as healthcare, jobs, and education. The only reference to healthcare was the tired 15-year-old attack on Hillary Clinton's idea for national healthcare. To these men, it is better to turn a blind eye to the uninsured and call sane policy socialism. Except Ron Paul, he was the only person who truly spoke from the heart about his belief, not sound bites prepared beforehand. He spoke about limited government, eliminating the IRS, the need to stop trying to police the world. He spoke on behalf of the need of government to respect the privacy of Americans. He spoke about the Constitution, a forgotten document in today's Republican Party. He spoke about restoring habeas corpus. It is unfortunate for him that the corporate media machine has decided that he will be the Republican Party's Dennis Kucinich. I dream of a day when the battle for the White House is not generated by the media. Well, no kidding. But we've got to live with that reality of life. But I'm optimistic in this end. The mainstream media no longer holds all the cards in their hands. The internet, and yes, alternative talk radio, has thrown a crimp into what was previously their domain. And yes, I feel more enthused than ever before that if Ron Paul's message gets out to as many people as possible, it's just logic in my own head says that any sane, God-fearing, passionate American who loves his country is going to start paying attention to what Ron Paul is saying. It is just logic. Other than that, one has got to accept that the large swath of the unwashed out there are totally ignorant, illiterate, and really would prefer watching American Idol and then dealing with the consequences of what we're facing. Because we're facing, economically, we are facing an Armageddon of epic proportion. Our financial future is now in the hands of the communist Chinese. Many people don't realize this. They go, oh, come on, Robbie, you're making far too much of this. No, I'm not. I mean, if you look at the state of the U.S. economy right now, and you look at the people who can, and obviously they don't want to do this at this point in time, but if the Chinese stop buying our debt, stop buying U.S. treasuries, and start funneling that money off into other directions, if you think the mortgage debacle is bad now, wait until the U.S. has to find other sources in which to finance the debt. Now, granted, the Chinese don't want to destroy the goose that laid the golden egg, because there's no question if America goes through financial Armageddon, it's going to affect the Chinese, because we are the purchasers of all the crap that they produce. So they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But the question is, at some point in time, some Chinese official is going to make the call that to see America go down economically is to their advantage. I don't know. As I said, it's a strange world in which we live. Now, as we speak, the Queen of England has spent the day in Jamestown, and I thought this was an interesting quote today. Someone almost got the history right in Jamestown. They were commentating that the first English settlers to Jamestown, rather than say they brought white slaves with them to America, They just passed it off as, and the English brought their servants with them. Let's go back to the phones. Is it Tom? Hey, Tom.
Tom from Pennsylvania.
How you doing, brother?
Fine, sir. I want to tell you something. You have got the facts right on, and I think that Ron Paul will do quite well in the next debate, and I agree with you. He is the last hope for this country, and I'm sorry you lost your home in Rhodesia in South Africa. My apologies for the ignorant communists that run this country. Sir, you have a good evening, and I'm with you all the way.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.
Well, a lot of the reason I lost a country was in large part based on the fact that after many years of empire building, which Great Britain did, they decided in probably the 50s at some point in time that maintaining the empire was too costly. And the reason why the empire was too costly for the Brits to continue to support its colonies around the world was because of the fact that they adopted a socialist program in Britain. And their social commitments, their what they call the dole in Britain, in other words, in Britain, I mean, why is it in the state that it's in? Because they believed in this misguided policy of cradle-to-grave protection. And they introduced the dole in the 1950s, where kids graduating or kids getting out of high school figured out that they would make more money by not working and going on the dole than getting a meaningful job. So Britain's costs domestically were rising at such an enormous rate that they had to abandon their colonies. And they abandoned them all in large part because of that, and they wanted to obviously have a legitimate reason for getting out of those financial commitments. And at the time, Rhodesia was just obviously a scapegoat for them. Who cared about Rhodesia? After all, it was a little country in the middle of Africa. Nobody really cared about it. Nobody even knew where it was. Nobody even knew what Rhodesia was. And so we were just a simple pawn in the game. And the unfortunate thing is America is now experiencing what the British experienced, which is the reason why Ron Paul made that strong statement last night about America should stop being the policeman of the world. That particular statement hit home very hard. So America just came along to put the final boot in with Jimmy Carter and Cyrus Vance and Andrew Young. And as a matter of fact, I put a lot of the blame on Andrew Young. Andrew Young at the time was U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And there's no question, I'm sure he convinced Jimmy Carter to put Robert Mugabe in power because Jimmy Carter was pandering to the black vote at the time. And Andrew Young saw an opportunity to hold Rhodesia up as a fascist, white minority, racist government controlling a large majority of black people, who at the time had the highest living standard of any African in Africa. They had a GDP that rivaled the United States on a per capita basis. The average lifespan of an African had increased to 65 years of age. And subsequently today, you look at Africa and it's back to 35 years of age. I wonder how that happened. Well, anyway. So the parallels that I draw between my experience in Africa and my experiences here in the United States are based on those two principles of how a government will sacrifice its citizen, if it has to, in order to achieve a political objective that's not in the best interests of the country. And if there was one single candidate last night that proved his mettle beyond all reasonable doubt as to where he stands and who should be obviously the next president of the United States, and it should be a Republican. I mean, this is one of those things that we don't want to go through again. We don't want one single party controlling three branches of government, because then you'll end up, can you imagine the Democrats controlling three branches of government? If you think the Republicans were bad, wait till the Democrats hold those three branches. When we return, I'll give you my picks for the Kentucky Derby when we return.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday, final segment. My pick for the Kentucky Derby, I'm not saying he's going to win. I pick horses just because they're pretty horses. And for those of you who've been listening to me for a long time, you know I have an affection for gray horses. There's a gray. Well, there's actually two grays running tomorrow. But one's not really a gray. He's a big white horse with a black mane. The horse that I'm following tomorrow is called I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy. I think he's like 20 to 1. The horse that should win is Curlin. He's a 3-year-old. He's a great baby. But they're all babies. Anyway, and so it's hard to pick. Kentucky Derby, how can you? You've got 20 of the best 3-year-olds in the world. It's like picking between your children. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Phyllis. Hey, Phyllis.
Hello, Robbie. It's good to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Absolutely. Is this Phyllis Coey?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, my dear?
Well, I want to commend you the other evening, and I heard you were not taking calls, so I want to take the time now to commend you on the history that you were giving on Rhodesia and South Africa. I also want to commend you for taking the stand that you have here for our country, and I thank you very much for that. You you understand more and take more of a stand than the native, our Native Americans here, American citizens, that is. So I thank you for it.
Well, thank you, Phyllis.
And my son's journal now has been going for 35 years, Robbie. So I think that's proof that his witness wasn't meant to die.
Yep, absolutely. God bless you, Mr.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Phyllis Covey, John Covey. His name should be on the Vietnam War Memorial. I don't know why it's not. Well, that's because Jimmy Carter accused him of being a mercenary. Isn't it funny how far we've come since denigrating people who fought a cause for all the right reasons? And now, well, they don't call them mercenaries anymore. Now we call them contractors. You see how political correctness works? If we were to use the same terms of reference to describe Halliburton and Blackwater as mercenary units, do you think they would that be palatable amongst the general population today? I don't think so. But that's exactly what they are. And John Covey wasn't a mercenary. He was a grunt like any other grunt that was out there. He went to serve a cause. And I'm sure he got paid the same as I did, 50 cents a day. And if you went into a fire zone, you got danger pay. Yes, you got $1.50 a day. Imagine what you could do with that money. Oh, well, crazy times in which we live. I can't believe it's been 35 years. That's amazing. And nothing's changed. As a matter of fact, everything's got substantially worse. Anyway, be looking forward to tomorrow. Time to get away from all the politics and everything else and enjoy a day at the races with a mint julep. Yes, I embrace all those rich traditions. Have yourselves a great weekend. Throw a buck on I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy. Well, it's just for fun. Till Monday, see you, bye. It's true.